Oh, I got to play the intro like we do now. Hold on. And look, we're leaving this in. Whatever. Here we go.
Aloha.
Hot on the hot keys.
Set up Pearl Harbor. Woo!
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 541 of the show. We appreciate you tuning in and being a listener. We would appreciate it if you reached out. You can send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. This is the email address. Got some good emails this week, which is always fun. Also, you can give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. And of course, we always implore you to support the show if you can. Click the link in the show notes, subscribe. It's $5 a month. You get all the bonus content. We, Ed and I, will stop and we'll explain that we're stopping. And then we're going to restart. And that's going to be a bonus show that's only available in audio format to the people that subscribe to our, to that support us via the bonus content. Click the link in the show notes, sign up there. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I watched the Connor Stallions Netflix documentary.
Oh, about yes.
The Michigan was telling me staffer.
About
this.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we know about him? He's a little off, right? He's special.
So this is my big takeaway. I think he's got to be a virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Kaczynski. Because the way, look, this guy was like, very smart. Like, he went to the Naval Academy. He wasn't like
Annapolis,
just some peon. And like, yeah, he was stealing the signs. And like, it takes some ingenuity, yeah, to like figure out how to decipher the system. And he was doing it and doing a good job.
And also, that was his plan. He came up with that. It's not just,
yeah, yeah,
and just implemented it. He came to them and is like, look what I can do.
But it's crazy. You know, I think it's a worthwhile watch, but. Yeah. This is a kid who grew up with like two Michigan obsessed parents. And when he was like three, 4 years old, he wanted to be the Michigan football coach. And so he looked up like, what are the best coaches in history? What's their background? Military. So he went to Annapolis so he could follow the footsteps of, you know, all these other guys, Krzyzewski, Bear Bryant, all these, yeah, like, Everything in his life was to be a Michigan coach, and he cared so much, and he fell on the sword so Harbaugh wouldn't get in trouble and they wouldn't lose their national title. And I'm thinking, this guy cares that much. I think all he does is think about Michigan football, and I don't think he's had sex.
Did we get any answers on that vacuum cleaner? There's a whole bunch of vacuum cleaners on his porch.
He took some liberties with a vacuum cleaner
repair shop. And yeah, also, who gets a vacuum cleaner repaired? If it breaks, you just fucking throw it away and you go to Target and get a new one.
Yeah, like stuff like that doesn't cost money. Things, yeah, like school and food cost a ton of money. Yeah. But like, yes, things like TVs and appliances, like, you just get a new one.
Free.
but it was astonishing. And they took some liberties because they're like, and then when he stepped down, they just kept beating people, no problem. And I was like, I remember watching the Maryland game, and Maryland was like, Michigan had like 13, 14 players drafted into the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Maryland had one, and Maryland had a chance to beat them. Like that, yeah, that was the post Connor Stallions, yeah, where they were just destroying teams before that. So yeah, like, yeah, it wasn't so smooth sailing without him.
Right. No, it was effective. They did it because it worked.
He was good at it. And
yeah,
the argument that it's like everybody's cheating. Yeah, they are all cheating. And Connor Stallions was very good at it, but he was also, yeah, very dumb at hiding. You know, he like put on a disguise and was on Central Michigan's sideline, all that,
yeah,
shit.
That's great. Yeah. That's his Christian name, Connor Stallions, because it sounds, yeah, like a twink porn star. Like, that's not, yeah, real. No one's called that Connor Stallions.
It's just, I thought the documentary, he'd participate because it's like, hey, I want to tell my side of the story. But his side of the story was pretty much the story we all know.
Right, which was the story. Yeah.
It was a story.
It was a true story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of stories, Ed, this few people sent me this today.
Okay.
From Instagram. I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter. Comma. Talk about burying the lead.
Wow.
Comma. Born outside of my marriage. Also, some PR flack wrote this, by the way. I plan to be...
This is the same type of Instagram post when a college football coach says, hey, I've decided to take the Washington job instead.
Yeah.
This is a real birth announcement by way of college football coaching change.
I don't know why this... Yes, it's very dry. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and children.
Oh, boy. Someone's sleeping on the couch.
And I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration toward all the children involved as we move forward together. Signed, Dave. So that's from...
Hello, I fathered so many kids.
That's from Dave Grohl, former Nirvana drummer, current Foo Fighter, who's apparently... He's like 55, right? Like, he's way too old to be fucking firing live grenades into randos.
Pull out.
Yes, that's another thing. This guy, first of all,
waste one in the dirt.
Ed, you and I, were we to have a dalliance, there is no possibility
that my plumbing's been ripped out.
Yes, that there were a rando young enough to be of childbirthing age that would allow us to, and this would never happen. This is pure fantasy would allow us to penetrate them. They could never be impregnated by us, as we both have been gelded. We are vasectomized, unable to reproduce, and it's the best thing ever. Meanwhile, even before I was gelded, I was very easily able to never impregnate anybody by simply removing my penis before I ejaculated and just putting that stuff in, usually somewhere on her.
In the dirt.
Well, yes, with consent. You know, I didn't need to put a shot on goal. Every shot doesn't need to be on goal.
He's on the Mount Rushmore now.
Yeah. So there's a few
of the celebs.
There's a few that we need to talk about. One, of course,
this is a thing that happened.
Yes. Oh, well, first of all, yeah, we need to get into a thing that happened, because he's not the first to impregnate a rando later in life.
So that's a thing that happens. What? Huh? Huh? Can't remember it at all. Huh? Don't think that I can recall. Nope. But that's a thing that happens.
Did it really?
By the way, Ed, Silver Point Sports, 7-1 this week in college.
Ooh.
And the NFL.
You know, I just don't, like, I got to check. I don't check. I saw, like, right before the show, I saw you peacocking that you had gone 7-8. Silver Point Sports has gone 7-8. Yeah. But I forget to check before the games. I would have put a little action on some football this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a good weekend. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver were married for over 30 years. Their relationship faced turmoil when it was revealed.
Sweet Millie.
The Batman and Robin star had an affair. Hang on a second. An affair?
Wait, hang on a second. The Batman and Robin star?
He's like Mr. Freeze.
He was the only good part of that movie. But in a comedy way, when he wasn't
in the world.
This dude has like 30 credits over. And why not just say, what's the stupid toy movie?
Jingle All the Way?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Why not just say the jingle all the way star? This is the fucking Terminator. You could say a million things. Running Man. Yeah. You're gonna say fucking.
This is from Robin Starr. This is from the Sun. So clearly they're looking to denigrate him. He had an affair with the family's former housekeeper, Mildred Baena. Arnold Schwartz. Okay, in 1996, it supposedly happened while the family was on vacation. And the actor had stayed behind while he was shooting a movie.
Oh, man.
Joseph was born on October 2nd, 1997. At first, Arnold was convinced that Mildred's husband was the father of the child, but quickly realized that Joseph was starting to resemble him. Eventually, she retired and told the LA Times that she received a severance payment and left on good terms with him. I mean, he had to hook her up because this was kept secret for quite a while, Ed.
And she kept her secrets.
She did. She did her duty.
Okay, I'm looking. So what do you say? He stayed behind.
Yeah, on vacation.
I think he was filming. He might have been filming the movie Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, 96. Yeah. And the affair was kept.
Or Batman and Robin. It might have been.
Yeah.
Because that came out in 97. Jingle All the Way came out in 96. So.
Yeah. And Batman and Robin would have been like shot on sets. So they would have shot that in L.A.
So maybe that's why they said Batman and Robin star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr.
That makes
Freeze
sense.
Had needs at the end of the day.
Yeah. He was unfreezing when he got home. The affair was kept on the low until 2011. So that's 13 years at 14 years when the
He was a big kid by the time.
Yeah,
we learned about him.
Also, I read somewhere else that the affair was made public the day after he left office as governor of California. Like this, you know, he's like, sit on this. I'll give you something else if you just sit on this till this date. Joseph's identity came out the same time Arnold decided to address the affair, rumors surrounding his marriage. Mildred worked for the family for 20 years. So how old was he? So he was like in his mid-40s when this
virile. Went down.
Yeah. He was still getting it done.
Can you imagine how girthy he is?
Oh yeah. I mean he's Mr. Olympia. Like look at his fucking chest. Like everything matches for sure.
Yep.
So that's a good one. That's probably the most famous one. Personally, I liked when Dan, and this one wasn't big news. A lot of people don't know this. Dan Marino. Yes, Dan Marino, while he was working on the NFL Today on CBS, he fathered a love child with a staffer there in the studio. Dan Marino fathered an illegitimate child from an affair and paid his mistress millions to keep quiet. Miami Dolphins legend Dan Marino is largely portrayed as a model family man and a loving husband and father. He's been married to his wife, Claire, for 35 years, and the two have six.
Even though you're crazy rich, that's...
Yeah. They're Pittsburgh Catholics, right? Like, this is, like...
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Yeah, it's still too many.
It's too many.
Plus one. If you add the love child in, that's seven.
Right. He's got seven. Wait, do you think he was doing I don't know whose came first, but do you think he was doing an anything you can do, I can do better when Tiki Barber?
Well, 2013. Tiki Barber was still in the league then, yeah? Or no?
I don't know. I think it was around the same time.
Yeah, could be. Oh, yeah, because Tiki, he had an affair with an employee.
With a staffer. He had just started. Like, he declared he was retiring from football so he could be the next Brian Gumbel, and then... It fizzled out, and Strahan decided to stay for one more year. Strahan wins the Super Bowl and becomes even bigger than Brian Gumbel ever would be.
That's true. Marino revealed in 2013 he had an affair with a CBS employee, and the relationship resulted in a love child in 2005.
Okay.
15 years later, though, Marino is still married to Claire, blah, blah, blah. Dan Marino, So that one, so he kept that one a secret for a while. So that's the thing, Ed. Is this Dave Grohl, and I'm sure he's very happy. he's known this was coming for a while. The child exists. It's not he's going to have a kid. The child is born.
Oh, the child has been born.
Yes, the child has been born. So he's been ready for this. Now, I imagine Dave Grohl is of the means to make this story go away.
Yeah.
Like he's like he could no, but ease.
He's getting ahead of it. Somebody is on this info.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yes. Yeah, for sure.
Like, somebody was breathing down his neck. Yeah, he's like, I better get ahead of it. It's like when Letterman was being blackmailed. And so he just went on TV jumped like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm having an affair. And I just pressed charges against the guy who's blackmailing. Yeah.
So maybe somebody else, maybe he was in a negotiation to keep this thing quiet and somebody adjacent to the other party in the situation was going to make it public, because I imagine that Dave Grohl is plenty rich enough to make a story like this go away. How much do we think he's worth, Ed?
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
I mean, he's had the biggest band in the world for 20 years before that.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Nirvana is like one of the iconic bands. I bet he didn't make a ton from them because they didn't tour much. They didn't like.
Yeah.
But Foo Fighters have been around and he's been around and I think he's produced stuff. He owns all his own stuff.
Yeah. Writes all the songs.
I'm going to say he's worth 150.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good guess. If you were looking to guess less than half of his net worth, because Dave Grohl, an American rock musician, singer, songwriter, and director, has a net worth of $330 million. Best known for being the frontman and guitarist of the Foo Fighters and the former drummer of Nirvana. Nirvana sold 75 million records worldwide, including 30 million in the United States. Dave, in a 2011 interview with Howard Stern, Dave intimated that at the time Nirvana ended, his net worth was around $15 million.
I'm surprised even that.
Yeah.
Because they weren't very long. It was like a few years. That was it.
Yeah. Only a couple records with him. $330 million. And now a love child. Now, I'm interested to see, because, look, he's in his mid-50s. Late 50s? Let's see. When was he born?
I bet he's like 54.
69. Yeah. 55. So, okay. Yeah. So he's, I mean, I guess, you know, a chick in her 30s, I guess, would lay down for days. He's a big rock star, but I don't know. Like, do chicks in their 30s? They don't listen to Foo Fighters. That's chicks in their 40s, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know, and they're not really childbearing age.
Right. That's true that he's not.
Yeah.
And he has to have that beard. He's got a little bit of the George Lucas thing where there's
no chin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chinless.
And the thing is, I'm sure the conversation was, so have you decided what you want to do? She's like, I'm keeping this one.
Yes.
I have got a meal ticket inside of me right now.
I mean, I could make it. Everyone's got a number, Ed. Like, this guy's got the money. It's any number they said he could match. Like, there's no too big a number for this guy. He's got all the numbers. The guy's got 9 fucking numbers, Ed. Like, it's a lot of numbers. Anyway, congratulations, Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Your love child.
Let us know if we're supposed to send over a pink or blue or yellow. We want to do like a onesie. It's yellow.
I wonder if Dave Grohl has some type of prenuptial agreement with Mrs. Grohl, because That could be.
Contracts are being reworked right now.
Yes, that could be very expensive. Anyway, let's talk about, we talked about who's being born. Let's talk about people who died. Oh.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Yep. Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrity.
Okay, Ed. Who died this week?
We lost someone that I don't know if anyone knows, but everybody knows his output.
Right. Yeah.
A man named Will Jennings, the songwriter who wrote My Heart Will Go On, 80 years old.
Wow.
That song was inescapable for a while.
Here, there's nothing to fear. I don't know. Yeah.
Coincidentally. His heart will not go on.
It's not, his heart stopped. His heart stopped. It stopped beating. It will no longer be.
I'm sure. That song came out 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. Over 25 years ago. So, he definitely had a nice quarter century of being crazy rich from that song.
Yes. It does remind me, though, that the artist, Celine Dion.
She can't move her limbs or something?
Stiff person syndrome. She's suffering from stiff person syndrome. But I am reminded that she was married to her manager.
The great, old dude.
Yeah, Rene Angelil, who started managing her. He discovered her, Ed, and he started managing her career.
How young?
12 years old.
Oh, no.
12.
Married someone who knew her when she was 12. That can't.
Yes.
That's one of those. Oh, she's like a daughter to me. Like, you can't. Yes. You can't.
Dion and Angelil began working together professionally when she was just 12 years old. Their relationship turned romantic when she was 19. He just waited, Ed. He just hung back. Chilled out for a while, 7 years, till she turned 19. And then they were married until he died of old age. They got a couple kids. Anyway, she sang that song. Classic song. Great movie.
We lost Ed Cranepool, New York Mets legend. He may have won an MVP or something, but he was one of the stars of the 69 Mets, 79 years old.
Yes. Ed Cranepool.
We lost. That's a good name. Cranepool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a tough guy's lost name. Walt Emmer, the Waffle House CEO, 58 years old. I didn't see, I think they just said a lengthy illness.
Waffles.
I feel like at the funeral home, it should have a couple missing letters in his name where it's it'll be Alt Emmer, Emmy, and and then just have a couple random people fighting in the back of the room the whole time while services are going on, because there's always a fight in a Waffle House.
Always. Waffle House is one of those places that you're surprised has a CEO. You're like, oh, that's a corporation? All combined?
Yeah, it just feels like a bunch of feral cats.
Yes,
it's just wild.
Yeah, it's like anybody can open a Waffle House. You mean they're all, it's like all part of one thing? That's shocking. Also, 58. Pretty
young. Yeah, it said lengthy illness. I assume the big C, but who knows? Yeah,
usually.
And the Hammer. Hammer was delivered last night.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, 93 years old. Iconic voice. Yeah. Mr. Darth Vader.
Yeah. He, speaking of dudes that had to be sporting a lot of girth, James Earl Jones.
You can't have a deep voice like that without packing heat.
The voice, the appearance. I mean, his head was this fucking wide. You know, little head was probably this wide, you just picture him having a real wide, thick penis because he had a wide, thick appearance and a deep, thick ass voice.
We talked about him here.
Yeah.
When he was the Stern professor in Soul Man.
That's right. Yes. He worked. He did not stop working.
Yeah, that's right.
He was in Soul Man. I mean, the guy was in everything.
People love talking about Field of Dreams. I know a lot of people love that movie. I did not care for it.
I have to admit something. I've never seen Field of Dreams because I can tell from a distance that I would hate it. Like it's this, yeah. That's not my kind of movie.
He's
very
this guy's
sappy.
Hearing whispers that he has to make a baseball field out of his corn field. And then like he dreams of playing catch with dead ball players and his dad.
I don't think they went there and did the game this year. Oh, cause they did that Willie Mays one instead. Right. Is that
right?
They didn't go.
Yeah. I think that's right. They did the Willie Mays game.
Yeah.
And they always do a Cooperstown game now.
Yeah. Yeah. RIP James Earl Jones, a real legend. And he really saved Star Wars because I guess the actual actor had a real fruity voice. The Darth Vader guy. He's a big motherfucker.
It doesn't work without that iconic voice.
It really is like, it would be such a different movie. It would not be what it is. It just couldn't be. There's no way without that menacing. Because Darth Vader was a scary motherfucker. And he's not scary without that voice because he's wearing a fucking mask the whole time.
Yeah, the movie only works if Darth Vader has a cool voice and Chewbacca's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't work otherwise. Now,
Chewbacca, I mean, the guy's got he's got a bandolier. Right?
Yeah.
Runs around in a bandolier. Zero clothing.
Zero clothing. Just, I got to think that Dinkleberry percentage is high on that dude.
Yeah.
So much because fur.
His body is basically a human-shaped body, so he sits down on the toilet like a regular person. And he's not with the Wookiee people of the Wookiee planet most of the time. Yeah, he's hanging out with
him. They show a couple flyover scenes like in some of the other movies, but not in the original trilogy.
He's hanging out with
him. There's like a whole planet of those people.
There is. Yeah. They go to it at some point in the earlier ones or the later ones. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like he needs to be like brushed out and shit. Does he have to go to sometimes my nose hairs, and it's the shape of my nose, it's kind of like long in the front here, and I can't really get in there with the little trimmer thing. I go to a little girl over here, and she shoves a tongue depressor with some hot wax on the end, and she lets the wax cool off, and then she rips out those nose hairs. It takes 10 minutes. If I were essentially a sheepdog, I would need to be combed out.
Is there a dog groomer?
Yes.
Dog groomer version of Chewbacca?
Yeah, you'd have to go to, because Han's not doing it. Han's got his vest on, and he's doing the Kessel run in 12 parsecs, and he's trying to fuck. Yeah.
He's not interested in dog grooming.
He's a smuggler, right? A smuggler, he needs action. He needs puss. So he needs a right-hand man, but he's doing the Kessel run. He's not, Yeah, Chewie, get your brush. I'll do your brush right now. You know, he's got to go to a service.
Bump it up to 13 parsecs if he's wasting time for that.
Exactly. And also, he could get caught smuggling. He's got to dodge the tractor beams and shit because he's smuggling shit inside the Falcon.
Yeah, and he's dodging asteroids and shit like that. Like,
got to go sideways sometime.
Yep, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So there's you need
speaking
a
of
helper
spaceships. Yeah. I saw an interview I think last weekend. Bringing it back to our favorite Sunni and Butch.
It landed, by the way. Update on Sunni and Butch, if you're not caught up. They were supposed to come home on the Starliner made by Boeing, and they're like, hey, we'll pass. We don't want the door flying off. And then they're like, all right, suit yourself. We're going to have the Starliner come home. And it came home fine. It's fine. It landed fine.
But Sunni and Butch,
they're still up there. Yeah, what's your update?
I saw an interview with the Arizona governor, Mark Kelly, is that his name?
Gabby Gifford's husband? No, he's a senator. Is he the governor now?
Or maybe he's a senator.
He used to be in space for like a year once or something.
So in this interview, he talked about, my brother has the record for being in space or something.
Twin brother. They took my advice and they're like, Look, it freaks people out when we're in the same place, especially because we're both Navy men. We can't both be walking around in our fucking uniforms. You need to go to space. Yeah. So his brother stayed up there, Mark Kelly. Yeah.
So he talked about he was asked the question about, you know, what's this like? And he goes, first of all, they pack for 8 days and it is a problem.
So yeah, see what we talked about.
Yeah. What we said. And he also said, you have to understand these ships already smell like a locker room. He said this.
There smells up there?
Yes. He said it smells like a locker room. He's like, it's going to be rough. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be rough up there. So Sunni and Butch are going to stink.
Yeah,
they've got months.
Yeah, because there's no shower. You're wiping yourself with wipes.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He's like, you can't really get clean. Like, you can disinfect your hands or something. But, like, it's going to be rough. Sunni and Butch are in for a horrific Christmas.
Yeah. Did he mention anything about, like, razors or some type of shaving equipment? Because...
Sunni...
Yeah.
Sunni's thinking she's up there for a week with another astronaut. Like, whatever. I'm fine.
Yeah. And more like Sunni has Bush because it's really going to be growing down there. And a lot of women, that's the only way they can get pleasure is through, you know, oral stimulation. Like, that's how you make them feel good. And I assume Butch, as a guy that likes to fuck and needs to fuck, he is called Bush. He's a generous lover, I can only imagine. So she's going to have to wipe that thing down, really get in the folds, you know, get it nice and clean, and then just, you know, trim up a bit. It doesn't have to be spick and span, but just, you know, give him a nice path to entry there, you know. Hopefully, no, invested.
It's going to be rough for them. But like, I was hoping Mark Kelly be like, no, we've prepared for this kind of stuff. He was like,
no.
I got to tell you, the smell in there. Like, that was the first thing he went to. He's really? Like, it smells like a locker room up there.
No. Oh, this stresses me out. So,
yeah.
My daughter used to go to this gymnastics place, and I would walk in there, and it was, whoo, the aroma would hit you because the mats, you know, gets bunch of little girls' sweaty feet jumping around in there, and it's, ooh. But they're in a little capsule, a literal capsule. Yeah,
and they don't have a washing machine. So these clothes.
Uh-huh. Same clothes.
Oh my God. This is going to be rough.
The mental anguish involved in this. Like, just call Putin. Putin's got a thing that can go get him.
Right.
And I think China does too. Like, let's fucking figure this out. Let's work together and go get Sunni and Butch because it's too gross up there.
And.
Yes.
Putin, he doesn't want any more heat from America.
Right.
He doesn't.
No.
This would be like the olive branch.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. We know we're the villain, but like, maybe you don't have to go so hard on Russian oil.
Easy. Yeah. You blew up our Nord Stream pipeline. How about you call a couple of those F-18s back that you fucking gave to the Ukraine and I'll go get your two astronauts for you. Fair trade. You know,
it's not like Putin's going to be like, oh, now's our chance to kill a couple astronauts. No,
that's not that. Look, that's not the Vladimir I know. He's the man is passionate about space.
George W. Bush looked in his eyes and could tell he had a good soul.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Right. But what did Vladimir Putin say? Because I don't know if it was the same coming back the other way. My opinion. Okay. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
We recently launched this show on video, and I've heard it from a lot of you. Yo, B, what's up with that hairline? No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/baller. That's hims.com/baller for your personalized hairline treatment options. hims.com/baller. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
A minor joy on DVD.
Beautiful pipes on that guy, right, Sabu?
Yeah, great
Ed,
voice.
What is going on in the world of sports this week?
So the U.S. Open just happened.
Yep.
I think it's over.
It's over.
The women's semifinal, one of the semifinals, featured the daughters of two American billionaires. And the daughter of the owner of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres won the match. Now, I don't think she won. I don't know. When I was a kid, I like knew who was winning all these events. Like tennis, it's like, there's only like NFL and like, that's about it. Like everything else is like a niche sport. You don't even hear about shit.
No, I know. Well, yeah. And especially because there's no Americans that are good. You know, right. It's like if there were, you know, because Serena Williams was dominating tennis, we would hear, you know, maybe not, you know, a lot, but something about tennis. Now we don't. I didn't even know there were two American women in the semifinals.
But they were both daughters of billionaires, which tells you like this is what it takes to.
Yeah, they go. Well, they send them down there to that IMG
Nick,
or the Bollettieri.
Or Nick Bollettieri, yeah.
Academy down there in Florida. Where they get beaten if they don't fucking play tennis all day. You know, it's very serious.
And the girl who won, I think she's 30. The woman who won, I think she pushed back a little bit. She's like, they think I have a butler or something like that. Like, you know what? You say, I was fortunate, but I've tried to use the resources I had and put in the work. You don't fight back and be like, hell, you don't think I'm not really that rich. Like, you're the daughter of a billionaire. Like, that's rarefied air. Do not like deny that you've had some perks in life.
Yeah.
And so you had tennis tutors all your life. You know, come on.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Now, wait, this one. So one is American and one is two. One is Belarusian. Oh, they are?
Oh,
Yeah. On the other side of the draw, sixth ring. Oh, yeah. Jessica Pegula.
She's the one that's the Buffalo Bills and Sabres owner.
Oh, daughter. And she won.
Yeah.
She did she win the whole tournament? We don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
US Open. Women.
You know, these visors, they're playing at night. Come on. This is like Chip Kelly wearing his visor indoors.
No, somebody named Sabalenka.
Oh, yeah. She's the Belarusian. Yeah.
That's a final.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things. It's hard to root for any tennis player for that reason, much like golf, unless we're talking about the great Esteban Toledo, who taught himself golf with one club that he found in the landfill in Tijuana. Yeah. Yeah. He found one club digging around a landfill to get money for his family. And he found a golf club and he taught himself to play golf. Yeah, that, like, Esteban Toledo's in the tournament. I mean, I think he's in his 60s now. But when back in the day, if Esteban Toledo was competing, you're rooting for his ass. These days, it's a bunch of fucking fancy-ass fucking country club bitches. Like, I'm not, like, I'm sorry. I just can't. There's no golfer I can get behind because they're all a bunch of rich cunts whose fucking dads took them out there and had them hitting balls all day. Like, get the fuck out of here. Sorry.
The weird thing, not across the board, but the weird thing is the quarterback position has kind of become that too. Like, everyone else on the football field is poor.
Yep.
But the quarterbacks, most of the guys that make it, it's because they had private tutors in high school.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's a really, really good point, Ed. Fuck them all. I agree. What else?
Sticking with football, the Commander's VP of content was fired after a video surfaced of him saying the players are anti-gay, Jerry Jones is a racist, and Roger Goodell is a $50 million puppet. I think this dude was an idiot because he was posting some video. I think it was it a date? Like, he was set up by an undercover reporter or some shit. Oh, but like,
this is like the one guy that gets all the Pfizer executives and the DNC staffers to say, they're like, yeah, actually Kamal's a fucking idiot. Like, and then they post it and you're like, oh shit. Like, who goes on a Tinder date and start fucking spilling company secrets to people?
Right. Yeah. You save that shit for the third date. You don't just vomit out words like that. That's going to cost you your job.
100%.
Because I promise you, this dude was so under the radar because all the other bullshit with the Commanders.
Yeah.
That, like, they're like, yeah, it just makes some content, you know. Nobody cared about, like, that guy was
some funny
one of the few
memes.
People whose job, yeah, his job was not in, whoa, there's a commercial. Oh my God. What is this?
Yes.
The Meadowlands Tattoo Arts Festival. But it's not just that. They have sword swallowers and shit like that. Like, what?
Oh, they have those people that they
villain
put the
art
hooks,
says.
They put the hooks in their back and they suspend them from the hooks.
Hey, I love tattoos. I think they're cool.
Yeah.
But all this other stuff, I couldn't be around somebody putting a sword in their mouth and
through
hooking
their
themselves.
Tongue and shit. No. Or they hang weights from their cock or their balls.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're like, oh, look at me pick up this 35-pound kettlebell with my penis.
To what end? To what end, buddy?
No. No. Yeah, I can't even look. No. No, thanks.
Anyway, this commies guy is a real moron.
Okay, hold on. I want the details here. The Commanders have fired an employee one day after a video surfaced in which he made comments about the team's players being anti-gay, accused Cowboys owner Jerry Jones of being racist, and called NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a $50 million puppet. Rael Entine, Washington's vice president of content. What's that? What do you think that pays, Ed? About 300 grand, I would say, VP level?
Yeah. It's way too much money for making some memes and some inspirational videos about the team dog.
Farming it out to interns, by the way. Like, just, you know, everybody, let's get to meeting. Here's a whiteboard. What do you think we should do? Good idea. Okay, I'll write that down. Let me get a different color.
We gotta make Ron Rivera more likable. Let's show him at a food bank.
Yes. Chief content officer also criticized fans and called them mouth breathers.
Again, look, I'm one of them. He's not wrong. Well, he's not wrong.
The team on Thursday confirmed the firing via spokesperson. Washington had suspended Entine shortly after the video from the it's the same guy, Ed. It's James O'Keefe. It's the same guy that busts all the Pfizer executives and all the DNC staffers doing the same shit. He's pivoted to pro sports. Was played on social media platforms. According to the video, Entine had met the woman on the dating app Hinge, but she turned out to be undercover for the media group. They met twice in June at restaurants in DC. Well, two dates. I mean, assume he got a blowjob, right? Like, there's a blowjob involved in this.
Because that's the only way you're going to just start singing like a canary.
Exactly.
If, right.
Yeah, at least you got to think that's on the table. You know, sure. You're like, oh, I'm getting blown away. The language used in the video runs counter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay.
She probably used her foot on him under the table, like you see in movies all the time, playing footsie.
So uncomfortable. Like, also, people could see, you know? Like, it's just, like, so weird.
I don't know. I mean, look, everybody wants somebody to touch them. But at the same time, somebody grinding their feet at a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a tougher, you know, you got to be nuanced around that area.
Yeah, unless you're Telly, you know, who's into that kind of thing, I've heard, along with pegging, you know. I would have to agree with you there, Ed. Okay, what else is going on?
A Florida State fan has backed out of his promise to eat dog shit if they lost to Boston College. So after they lost
I saw something about this on Twitter,
their opening game to Georgia Tech in
Ireland. Nick Castellanos' nephew or something,
And then a guy declared, I'll eat dog shit out of a solo cup, red solo cup.
Oh, that makes it so much grosser.
And they lost. And then people were like trying to find him and after him. And I saw he posted. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, I'm not eating dog shit. Whatever. I'm a liar.
I mean,
that's it.
Who would think that that person was actually going to do that? You know, I mean, one, it's just even gross to say or conceive of, you know, just that, like, the fact that he came up with that is very gross, but nobody expected that he would time to eat some dog shit, guy. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here.
If I know him in real life, I'm bringing that up all the time because anyone who watched a couple minutes of that game in Dublin against Georgia Tech would know you should never offer to eat dog shit if they lose again because they played like dog shit. They were looking really bad.
They did. And for that reason, people were very high on Georgia Tech, which is why the Silver Point Sports algorithm pointed to the Q's this weekend getting points.
Oh, fade them. Q's.
Yes.
Speaking of bad college football teams, Deion Sanders reportedly told the Colorado band it can't play the fight song after Shador Sanders throws a touchdown pass, so the stadium can play his rap song instead.
Well, he's in charge. I don't think he's throwing too many touchdown passes, though, so we don't have to worry about it.
College football. Part of the whole aura of college football. You hear the fight song and shit
It's so good.
That's part of the fun of the whole experience. And, like, I get it. Deion has said, like, I don't want to play by these traditional bullshit rules and everything. Yeah. But there are certain parts of college football that pay the bills too.
100%. Yeah.
And
when it's a long touchdown pass and the mascot and the cheerleaders have to race down to that end zone to do their little fucking routine that they do after a touchdown. I mean, that's fun to watch. Who doesn't want to see the band kicks in? Come on.
But no band. They just got to play whatever Shador Sanders song is. I saw a tweet that's really spot on. Somebody goes, it must suck to be a Colorado fan because for years you were irrelevant and nobody cared.
Yeah.
And now you're irrelevant and everybody hates your guts.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because they're still not good. Yeah.
No, they're bad.
Yeah.
Finally, we got an update.
Tell me.
Chiefsaholic was sentenced to 17 and a half years in the pokey.
So we made fun of, because his lawyer, when he was first arraigned.
Oh, yeah.
His lawyer came
terms,
out.
Right?
And he did that. He's like, Xavier Boudibar will not be caught behind the line of scrimmage in this case.
We're in the red zone.
Yeah, we're planning to pull out all the plays in our bag of tricks.
Calling an audible.
We're gonna run an end around this prosecution and try to bust up the seam for an acquittal. Well,
and run quick slants. Like the jokes, I used to do in Madden.
The joke's on us because this guy robbed a whole fucking bunch of banks. And I know this is federal time, 17 and a half years. So I believe you do like the majority of your, it's not like he's getting out in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the joke is like, all right, this dude is in a fucking wolf costume and all this stuff. But like there were people on the pointed end of a gun.
Yes.
On several occasions. Like, that's terrifying.
Of course it is. Yes.
And I remember that one woman was interviewed and she's like, I can't sleep at night, and this dude gets to go to the Super Bowl?
Yes. No, that's bullshit. No, I agree with you. This, look, he's not a good guy.
No.
But we got to give it to his lawyer here, because he'll probably do, what, 12 years of this? He's still a pretty young, he's 30, Ed.
Jeez, he'll be younger than us when he gets out.
Yes, he'll be plenty young enough to go to, he's going to go to more Chiefs games in his life. And Ed, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be shocked to see a reality show up. I mean, who knows? I mean, there's going to be different shit by then, but you know, 12 years from now, when he gets out, there's going to be something for Chiefsaholic in the world.
You know what he also will do? He'll be a marauder again.
Oh, yeah.
You don't rob all those banks and then like, yeah. Right? He's going to be like John Goodman in Racing Arizona. Like, he gets out, he's getting right back on the bike.
A Kansas City Chiefs superfan who pleaded guilty in February to charges related to multiple bank robberies, sentenced to 17 and a half years in federal prison without parole, it says. So maybe he's got to do the whole bit. Look, I know our hardest listener, Wayne in Nashville, but I believe he just went to state prison. I know there's somebody within the sound of my voice that's done federal time. Okay. You can be anonymous.
Yeah.
Whoever's been in federal prison that's listening, send me an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, or you can call 949-464-TBLS. Let us know what it's going to be like for Xavier Michael Babadar, 30 years old, in the joint. And will they let him wear his costume? Because, you know, like the ladies go to prison, like Martha Stewart had to like make her own makeup and pashminas and shit, you know, like.
Did she do like toilet wine and stuff?
She had to. Like, you can't have the regular shit in there. You know, you got to do prison shit. Also,
I still can't believe she went to jail.
She insider traded $50,000 and went to prison for it, Ed. Phil Mickelson insider traded $2 million. And they go, well, you just pay it back. Just pay us back.
She's crazy rich and has been crazy rich for decades. And like Wall Street again and again and again gets away with just billions of dollars of bullshit. And like 50 grand, they're like,
50 grand.
We're throwing the book at this lady.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, that is what happened. Okay. Well, give us, we'd like to know what Chiefsaholic's life is going to be like in prison. Does he get to wear the suit? I'm thinking not. Maybe he makes his own. Here's what he does, Ed. He takes like the 2-liter bottles or the like plastic bottles. And he's like, hey, everybody, give me all your Coca-Cola. Like he did. And give me your ramen packets and your honey bun wrappers. And what he does is he cuts them up and he makes them into thread. And then he knits his own
wolf costume.
Yes. Well, my 17 and a half years, he's got time. But I'm thinking he makes his own Mahomes jersey out of prison items so that he could throw on and still worship the Chiefs when he watches the games on Sunday, because they'll have the games on.
They will. But don't you also see a scenario where the guys are gathered around and some big bully just is like, I'm putting on HDTV.
Yeah, we're watching General Hospital's on. Sorry,
I dare you to change the channel. I dare you to change
100%
it.
100% that happens. Guarantee you. Yep. Okay, Ed, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
Ed, no voicemails this week, surprisingly. We must not have said anything about Ohio, because we haven't heard from Katie Shady.
We didn't get a geographical update.
Yeah, and neither Dola nor nor Super Lee, nor bowling correspondent Ben 906 has called in. Yeah, called in to weigh it or to promote the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show every Friday night on YouTube. So it's just us, but we do have some emails here. First email. Ballers, did you choose a game? Oh, wait, pardon me. Yeah. Do you choose a game based on who was calling it? I did. Kinda. More on that in a moment. I fell asleep whilst TB12 got his learner's permit on national television.
He's fucking awful.
He's got
it. We called it.
I don't recall much that he brought to the proverbial table. Not that they do the same role, but maybe in 20 years, maybe I may prefer TB12 over Mike Tirico. Well, this, hold on. TB12 is an analyst. Tirico is a play-by-play guy. So it's apples and oranges there.
They're boring in different ways.
Exactly. In the same breath, I may also prefer a colonoscopy without medication over a manual mashing of a kidney stone via the urethra without medication. Okay. B, from a soda POV, thank your personal God for the NFL starting. Golf tee times are readily available at preferred personal times due to the sheep flocking and following of their favorite teams and staying current on fantasy football scoring. Who gives an absolute shit about your fucking fantasy football team and its projected points? Nobody. Oh, man. Hold on. More on that in a second. If you even play, which you shouldn't fucking care. The weather was absolutely amazing, and the courses were at 60% capacity at best. In Soda, we have less than 50 good days of the season left. Go outside. Football can be for November and on. NFL sheep. Why am I mad? They should start the season the week after 4th of July. Thirdly, I only watch said NFL late games post-coital from afternoon golf. Oh, so you play golf, then you come home and fuck, and then you watch football. That's pretty good.
Jeez, next, big day.
Who got it worse, Scottie Scheffler or Tyreek Hill? Love the visual format. Nothing worse than watching BB Brian Beckner, white guy, arm dance during listener-contributed songs. And, oh, and fuck Ed. That goddamn jawline and hair. What the fuck? Show off. Eat a donut. JK Ed, you are pretty effing awesome. We'll work on brevity. Love the show. That is LZ from Soda. That's a lot to unpack there, but yeah.
So what? The last thing he talked about, the Scheffler.
Post-coital? Oh, no.
No, Scheffler versus Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking terrible that we got to rush to the side of Tyreek Hill for any reason, because like when he's saying shit like, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill? If you weren't Tyreek Hill, you'd be in jail for beating your girlfriend or
your son's arm, all these other things. Fair.
But
yeah,
I watched the body cam footage and it's like just the instant escalation from this one cop. Like what's, yeah, so the guy fucked up. He clearly was speeding, and you know, and you issue a ticket, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do we need to be wrestling? There was not like.
Does the same thing happen to a white guy in the Lamborghini? Just show me a Miami cop. There's plenty of white guys driving Lamborghinis too fast in Miami. Just show me a video of a white guy being driving a Lamborghini too fast in Miami, getting treated the same way by a Miami PD cop. That's all I need to see. Just show me. That's crazy. That's how they do everybody. Fuck out of here. Okay, good. Yeah, work on the brevity, LZ, but we appreciate it. Hi, Brian and Ed. Quote, Ed, is Sizzler back? Question mark. That's from our friend G Fish. Ed, do they have Sizzler on the East Coast?
It's
like a buffet. It was an all
you can eat. I definitely did it in college.
Yeah.
The amount of all you can eat I did in college, which I haven't done in years because I just can't imagine not feeling it horrible guilt, but I think I remember liking Sizzler.
Oh yeah. No, Sizzler fucks. And there's plenty. Oh, it doesn't look like there's any on the East Coast, Ed. Hold on. What's your zip code?
I haven't seen one in a long time.
Yeah, what's your zip code? It's like 10 or 00.
07030.
07030. Let's see. The closest.
Is there one in Manhattan?
is very, I mean, very close. Aguadilla Pueblo, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico is the nearest. Wow.
I remember going to one in Maryland.
Yeah. They were robust.
I think there was one in New Jersey.
They were around. You go. Yeah. Here's what you do. You go and you order a steak. They give you a steak and maybe you get some shrimps with it. You go, give me the steak.
They want you to fill up on that bread.
Yeah. Some fried shrimps. Yeah. And then they go. But then there's an all you can eat salad bar and like desserts and you know,
fixings kind of like, too.
Yeah, fix it. Oh, baked potato type shit. Yeah. Yeah. Sides. Kind of like where I used to work, Soup Plantation, Ed, which sure. is no longer. The COVID took out Soup Plantation. People didn't want to go where there's sneeze guards anymore. They got us going on those droplets, Ed. They're telling you droplets are killing you.
But also you the place was called salad. Plantation. It was also called Plantation.
It was still in business. I worked there in the 80s, Ed. It was still in business 3 years ago.
Yeah, but they survived the same year with the COVID was also George Floyd protests. I think Plantation was going to be a tough sell. Give me.
Look, I never really equated the name when I was until you brought it up, as a matter of fact. Because you're eating plants, Ed. Soup and plants. It's a Soup Plantation. Not important. So there is, and has always been a Sizzler in Inglewood, California, directly across the street from the Great Western Forum. And that's
Inglewood's always up to no good.
That's right. That's the one you want to go. So when in White Men Can't Jump, when Wesley Snipes is talking about playing in the Summer Pro League and then they win money and he goes, we go in Sizzler. He's talking about the Sizzler in Inglewood.
By the Forum.
And G Fish knows this. I've said many times, let's go to, like, if we're going to Sizzler, let's go to the real ass Sizzler in the fucking real ass hood and let's have some Sizzler. So sure. I will be going to Sizzler and I'm going to go to the one in Inglewood and make a pilgrimage and I'm going to fuck up some steak. I'm going to get some of those fried shrimps. Yes, Sizzler is back and I'm going to go there.
Do you ever go to Roscoe's? I don't know.
No, I've never been. I've never been.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I've been there like 5 times over the years.
Yeah.
What you'd expect.
Yeah. Next Chicken time you're in town, I'll go with you. There's two Roscoe's and one is much more sketchy. I think it might also be in Inglewood. Like that's the one. There's one you're supposed to avoid.
I went to the not sketchy one and I've been to the sketchy one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yes. When you park the car for lunch, yeah. It's not even after dark. And you're like, okay, yeah. I mean, how long are we going to be eating lunch for? Like,
see it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Can I sit over there?
Table by the window. I understand. Email. I just walked out of a supermarket in suburban New Jersey and I am a bit shaken.
Oh.
I need the preeminent arbiters of sports and culture to tell me if I saw a monster or if I, in fact, am the monster.
Okay.
I just saw a man who had to be in his late 30s shopping alone, no daughter in sight, wearing a Caitlin Clark Indiana Fever jersey.
I got a text about this. I know who sent this.
It's your buddy, Sarah DeMatt.
My buddy, Sarah. He sent me that, and yeah. I was it's trying to true. Imagine the visual. This is a monster.
This can't be true. Or
this is a monster. Or
he was wearing it, ironically. Like, remember... Deadspin used to do a thing. Look at this fucking hoopster. And it would be guys like white guys. Yes.
Wearing like Muggsy best jerseys.
Yeah. Muggsy Bogues jerseys. You know, yeah. Like they're trying to be cute. This is what this guy's doing in New Jersey, Ed. Cause I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan, but I'm not getting the jersey. I'll be honest. I didn't know she was on the Indiana Fever.
Fever?
Like, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I think what this could be, though.
Tell me.
It could be.
Tell me.
This is aftermath from that bullshit movement Dead Kobe brought with hashtag girldad.
Girldad.
Like this is
so he does guy have a daughter
who brags about being girldad. Yeah, and it's girl like, dad. You know, you're either a father or not. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. It, because, hey, I just want you to know. Even though I have daughters, I still love them. Like, oh, yeah. Well, then fuck you. Fuck you, everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hope you love your girls.
I could have chosen not to love my daughters, but because I'm a girl dad, I do.
I'm a girl dad, so I do love my, like, fuck out of here. So I could imagine this is the type of person that hashtags girl dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to show how much I love my girls. I'm going to wear the jersey of their favorite player.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's even worse. I take the hipster version. Yeah. I mean, no, I still think, I, so. Did Sarah send a picture?
He didn't say, he said he,
because he could have been making this up. Yeah.
But no, I don't think he'd make it up.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. He lives in the suburbs not far from here.
Sure.
In an area where it wouldn't be hipsters. A few times he and I have gone to concerts or we went to Peter Luger's in Brooklyn, and you get into Brooklyn and we're like, I remember one time we were saying like, what's the first Brooklyn thing we're going to see? And we get out of the subway or whatever, and there's a dude wearing a vintage basketball jersey riding a unicycle.
Yeah, come on. Like, yeah,
yeah. We're like, yeah, we're here. Brooklyn. We're in Brooklyn. Yeah. But no, where he lives, he said it was in the suburbs. I don't see it as a hipster thing, a hoopster thing.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I like the girl dad angle. That seems plausible, assuming he didn't make up this monster, because it's impossible for me to picture. Speaking of girl dad, I have a daughter. She's appeared on the show several times. And the other day, I'm not sure if I don't think I said this here. I told some other people. The other day, we're standing in the kitchen, and she goes, "Hey, Dad." She goes, "I posted a clip of me and my cat on TikTok," and she goes, "and it got 250,000 views." And I go, "Why don't you give Silver Point Sports or the Baller Lifestyle podcast some of those views?"
Bump.
And she goes, "Dad, people want to see emo girl with cat, not old lesbian talks about sports."
So hurtful.
For a while, her thing was calling me bi all the time. Like, I'd go to the gym and she'd be like, "Oh my God, Dad, you look so bi." That is the most bi outfit I've ever seen. Now her new thing is, I got a haircut and we're driving in the car and she's sitting next to me and I'm like, "Yeah, I got a haircut." And she goes, "Oh yeah." She goes, "It's giving fun lesbian." And so now she calls me a lesbian she finds a way to call me a lesbian every single day. So, hey, girl dad, hashtag girl dad, Ed. I'm going to get a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Congrats on choosing to love her, even though she's a girl.
Well, it's hard. Okay, here's another one. "Hey guys, wanting to say hi and cracking up at date." I know what this is. "Hey guys, wanting to say hi and cracking up at David saying he's dealing with moms and kids going to Orlando. Nice of him to get kids sitting next to moms!" Exclamation point. "Not all gate agents are as crafty as he is. We get all of the families pretending to have seats together. And the poor guy that bought an aisle seat rings a call bell asking me why someone is in his seat. We spend the next 10 minutes trying to figure out where people are supposed to be while bags need to be checked, overhead bins need to be closed, people need seatbelt extensions, and window exits need to be briefed. Yes, on a normal day, you can call me a sky waitress. However, you do not want to be with me on a bad day. A bad day is the airplane will be crashing and I will be responsible to get you out of a burning plane, which I am trained to do. I have been in multiple situations where I have administered CPR, held the hand of a dying man, hoping to make it for landing to see his son." Jeez. Yeah. "I have been thrown up on multiple times from people with air sicknesses. I have also put out fires from idiots smoking in the bathroom. Honestly, I could go on and on. By the way, David is correct when he says we go through training. It is expensive and we must evacuate a plane filled with smoke in 60 seconds or we do not qualify. We do not do swimming lessons. That's funny. However, we do have to jump in water and inflate a raft and fill it with passengers to make sure we have the hands-on experience to save your ass. That is if we actually survive a ditching. So I don't know. I think changing and assigning seats might be a little less challenging. Oh, I will save my take for those glorified bus drivers for another day. Ha ha, you guys have a great day and thanks for the laughs. Thanks, flight attendant Dawn.
Dawn, firing back.
That might have been the death blow right there. David Bray did reach out to me and told me, he's like, look, he goes, I thought it was Dawn, like a male Dawn, when I sent my email. He goes, I still stand by what I said. He's like, but I probably wouldn't have been so harsh if I had known it was a female Dawn. Oh, she answers back. I love that. I love that.
That was a great response.
Yes, Dawn. The Dawn, flight attendants versus Dawn. Gate Angel. Yes, Dawn. Okay, Ed. Let's wrap it up there. That's the end of the regular show. That's the end of the YouTube. That's the end of the free show. We're going to wrap it up here and we're going to reconvene and record the audio only bonus show for our supporters. So hold on. Let's see if we can do this right. Let's try to get this right for once. Here we go. So for Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 541 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yes, the Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.